Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, Harvey, no, that's not that.
That's not the one.
And that's it.
And that's it. Arsenal 3, Liverpool 2. The full-time whistle goes. Exuberant scenes from Arteta and co on the touchline. Chloe blocks him. Liverpool didn't deserve anything from the football match, ultimately. You know, in a game where you can get yourself twice back into it, you've given yourself something. You know what I mean? You give yourself a platform. And both times when we scored the goals, you felt, okay, well, let's see what we can do with this. And in neither of those situations did Liverpool push on, did Liverpool feel like the door was going to be shut, like we had control of this football match?
Yeah, no. Defensively, you just can't trust anyone. Not to say, maybe Alisson Becker's the only one you can trust. And once again, there's really nothing he can do with those three. Penalties are 50-50. He goes right side. Saka's placed it. Good power on it. It's one of those where I actually thought, when we weren't defending, oh, we look all right. I thought Darwin Nunes was a really bright spark. But in the second half, we couldn't get him into the game.
Yeah, they Arsenal went up a gear in the second half and Liverpool couldn't match it. And it ended up, and you can see it by the substitutions, you know, taking Trent off for Gomez, bringing Canate on for Matip. They were concerned that Arsenal were going to run away with this game. And look, ultimately, it's a penalty that decides the win. I'm not going to sit here and say Liverpool deserved more. It told you the ebb and flow of the game. Arsenal were much more dangerous, much more threatening. They had it just again, and some of this is a little bit of, I think it's a bit of anxiety, certainly. But you can see it in how the players performing, how they're reacting to stuff. We weren't clearing our lines, you know. We were lashing legs and stuff, and that's how the penalty comes about. Is because it's everyone's throwing limbs at the ball, trying to get it away.
Thiago tries to control the ball down in the penalty area. We lose the ball, then 2 seconds later, he's kicked Gabriel Jesus. I think it's a soft penalty, but it's a penalty. There's not, once you've made contact, it's a penalty. And Gabriel Jesus is smart to get his foot in the way. For being, you know, I don't think the changes helped us. I think Gomez did all right. Fair play to Gomez. Ibu Konate wasn't at it, which I don't think I'd expect anyway.
He was wildly off it. Yep. But as we said, that's a substitution made for midweek and next week, not for this week, which I understand is infuriating because, you know, it made us less defensively stable having him in there. But he's got to get a game at some point because we need him, because he is our best other centre half, and what we're criminally lacking is energy and is pace and energy.
I hate that. I can't stand that.
All the Brazilians, all Bezzy mates.
Yeah. You've just lost. Just be angry. Like, I don't like how everyone goes off and we're all happy smilings when we've just lost 3-2. There's a potentially a penalty in the first half, which we all brush over. It's close. He's a couple of yards away, but his hand's still out. But as for Liverpool, I just think, there were some players today who were usually on it who weren't on it. I didn't think Thiago was by any stretch of the imagination good.
Not a great game for Thiago at all. And again, the second half thing, it became the problem with that formation. Yeah. The problem with playing 4-2-4 is that your forward players can get too isolated. And here's the thing, taking Trent off gives you more defensive stability, but you lose a weapon in getting the ball up to the attack. It's the attacking players as well. Diaz is a huge blow. Like, losing him, we weren't the same team once he went off, and that's another point to be considered. But you've got to be able to deal with these things. Jota's perfectly capable of causing problems down the left hand side. There's two or three moments in the second half where we get the ball in the right area, we're running the right way, and we get balls into dangerous areas. Darwin Nunes is central to it, a couple of passes from Jota. Bobby Firmino, good movement. but it's not enough. And that's the one thing about it, is that when Arsenal are coming forward, they've got the pace to get up and down the pitch, and they're getting numbers back to defend as well. We don't seem capable of doing it. We're not clinical enough in attack, and we've not got the pace to when it all goes wrong, we've not got the pace to get back in and defend either. You can't play counter-attacking football if you can't keep the door shut, because that's what it is. You've got to stand resolute, keep it shut, and then look to spring on the counter. But yeah, it's mad. Aaron Carroll Moran with the super chat here saying, is it an overreaction to say our cycle is over? Yeah. I think there's no way you can sit here and go no. Yeah, I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to say that that's where Liverpool are at. I think there's reasons that have exacerbated it, and then a lot of it will come back to the wider conversation around investments in the first team, of course. But, you know, we've seen it. Artemelo panicked buy on deadline day. He's now out, so we've brought him to cover. We're a couple of weeks away from Naby Keita being back and maybe Oxlade-Chamberlain being back, but it's going to be another few weeks before they're even remotely close to playing first-team football and stuff.
We are 4 points off the bottom three, and I'm not saying that we can be there, but...
Well, Everton play tonight. They play Man United tonight, and if they beat United, they'll be above us in the league.
If they draw with United, will they be above us? Are we on 10 points still?
It's a major concern with this, and this is the problem with it, and this has been our problem all season long, is that this game is just the Old Trafford game all over, except I think we were probably better than, well no, we were better in this game than we were against Man United at Old Trafford, is that it's not this game that does you, it's not beating Brighton. And it's not beating Fulham, and it's all the other results where you're playing against teams that are not challenging for league titles, and they're not Champions League teams. Not beating them means that you now need to go to the Emirates and win games of football. You shouldn't. They should not be when you're planning where your points are coming through the season. You should be looking at a draw here. Yeah. And a draw was not outside the realms of possibility, but it's all made worse because all of a sudden, and this is the problem, is we're now in, it's just a stinking bout of overall form. And at the moment, Europe's the only thing that's the respite from it. Well, it's not good enough because this is the bread and butter. Liverpool are officially going to be in a scrap for fourth now, because that's our level at the moment, and people will scoff at that because we're 10th.
It's a case of I looked at Brighton and I thought to myself, my God, if we defend like that against Arsenal, we're in trouble. We've defended like that against Arsenal. We shouldn't have to keep coming back from behind. We shouldn't, you know, two goals from our strikers should be fairly decent enough if you have the stability to actually defend. I don't know how our defence has gone from one of the best in Europe to potentially one of the worst.
We are so weak through the middle of the park.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, there's so, and it was wild watching Onana play for Everton, and like him tearing around the midfield, bullying people, throwing shoulders in, and being just a strong physical presence. And like Jordan Henderson had that for Liverpool, but he's got, you know, and look, he put himself about. Put himself on
he
about
was better
in a big
than
way.
The other midfielder.
Thiago was crap. His short range passing was fine. His long range passing was too much. And again, it typified where we were at, forcing it too much. We just look very vulnerable at all times. And Arsenal capitalised on that. And again, it's a penalty that wins it, but it's a penalty that comes about because of constant pressure, where our anxiety builds, and that leads.
And
to
I even think the. I think Fabinho is the one who clears it before the ball goes back into the box, and he just toe pokes it, and it just goes literally on the edge of it.
But
that's not a clearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it
but
out.
That's the difference in mentality. That's the mentality that is why Thiago doesn't take the fella out in the first half. Yeah. Is because they believe that they're only ever two passes away from scoring, which is a boss mentality to have when you're an elite side. Liverpool right now are not an elite side. They're not playing like an elite side. They haven't got the form of an elite side. They've not all the credit in the bank. They've got credit to the bank, which means I'm not going to freak out and get fucking really obsessed and start, like, you know, lambasting individual players and the manager and all that kind of shit, because it's no, there's no point. You know, there's still good footballers, but the broad overall picture of Liverpool is that they need to reboot and they need to find a way to go to keep the door shut and then find a way to add some magic on top. But yeah, it's not working at the minute. A couple of comments before we go. Kev Wright, my two pence worth. I think these lads are tired from last season. They gave so much and now they're paying the price for it. I think that's a mental fatigue, not a physical fatigue. I think physical fatigue is, you know, they've had extra time off. There's footballers there who are tired that shouldn't be. It's been undercut by not having, by injuries and not recruiting another body, another solid, dependable body for the midfield, because we clearly needed one.
Yeah.
Because we bought Melo and we wanted Tchouaméni. And the idea that we've obviously gambled and thinking that we can get through a season or half a season with what we've got. And it's much like the season where we had all the injuries to the centre-halves, when we only had three centre-halves. It's come back to bite us, and that just is what it is. Max says, why the Liverpool just let the ref talk for 3 minutes through that extra time? That's a bit shit, but ultimately it's not like Liverpool were going to score anyway, really, is it? And boom, bad, wag, dog. Anyway, if this was simply another 2020 with injury, fine. This is the same ole ole. People scream FSG out. They aren't saying no to Klopp if he attaches a spend to his extension. Totally uncreative. I understand all those words, but none of them when put into a sentence. Right, we're going to be chatting more about this game because that's our job. So if you want to stick around it and try and talk it out with us, then you're more than welcome to. I'll be back with your reactions very shortly. If you're a member at any tier on YouTube, you can use the members only chat to get your comments in. Otherwise, you can tweet us at the Red Men TV with your match reaction, and then Chloe will be back doing a player ratings. That promises to be an absolutely stellar experience.
Someone's going to have to help me out with that. You just need to help me out.
All the best. And then the instant match reaction over on Red Men Plus will follow that as well. Dan Club is at the Emirates. He will have a match reaction coming up on the YouTube channel as well. So plenty of content to hopefully rationalise everything that we've just seen, heard and felt over the last 2 hours. But anyway, that's it from us for the final whistle. We'll see you all very soon. If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.